Now joined by head coach Andrea Dabney over at Milan High School as we continue with the Wildcat Coaches Shows, as we always do here on a Friday afternoon. Nobody's in school today, so we're just getting on the cell phone and talking that way. But 13-1 record, a couple of victories this week. Every time that you play a team over and over and over again, coach, and you've seen Putnam County three times, it gets a little bit more scary each time you play them, because Putnam County, they've been a little bit more competitive with you every time you've played. But I talked to Dennis about the game this morning. He called it last night, and he said it was a comfortable win, but Putnam did play well in spurts.
Yeah, definitely. It's difficult because you really don't think of a lot of changes that you really want to make. You just want to do a few things better each time you play them. And we did make a few adjustments this time from the last, but also we didn't have a big turnaround from the last game either. So I thought that our kids, for the most part, did a pretty good job. We didn't shoot the ball real well, but kind of grinded out a win the old-fashioned way on the defensive end, which is what we needed to do.
And I was just on sports this morning. I was kind of going off of us. I was ad-libbing the score off of the scoring summary, and it was a really good sign for you guys to get Dre going from the outside.
Yes, Dre played really well last night. Really great shot selection. Played well at the defensive end. Took care of the basketball real well. Found teammates. I thought he had, it was probably one of his better games of the season last night.
So we know that, you know, Putnam County and Milan is a big rivalry, and it means a lot for both sides when you play one another. And obviously, you've had their number this year. So especially playing them twice within a week. I know the game was fairly chippy last Friday up at Unionville, and that just kind of continued into last night.
I think it's mostly just crowd participation in games like that. You know, there's a lot of students at the game, and both schools being so close and, you know, such a rivalry, I think the crowd probably plays more a part into that than anything. But as far as the game went, I felt like even the last game, I thought that for the most part, the kids played pretty clean basketball on both sides of the teams, you know. And so it's just a good hard nose. They play hard. We play hard. And when you put two teams like that together on the floor, you know, sometimes there's some tough fouls that happen. And I don't think it's necessarily always on purpose. I think sometimes it's just kids trying to make plays.
Well, and there are things that happen too, and it's kind of like, you know, I could have a discussion with John about this until we're blue in the face about the NFL, but you know, all these penalties that come out for defensive hits and whatnot, and if you're going 1,000 miles an hour, it's hard to, you know, decide, okay, where am I going to make the contact here? And it's kind of the same when you're flying at somebody and they're trying to go in, you know, for a layup, or you just hit somebody the wrong way. Stuff happens.
Yeah, and it really shows up on our court, you know, with not as much space and the crowd right on top of you, and you know, the walls are right there, the bleachers are right there, so it makes for a pretty tight environment for a basketball game, that's for sure. But it also makes for a pretty exciting environment for a basketball game too.
Absolutely. When I was talking with Dennis this morning, I agree with him on this, because it's kind of one of those guys that maybe gets overshadowed from time to time because you're looking at some other guys for Putnam County. But you know, Furnish is a really good player for them, and he's given you difficulties over three games.
He has, and, you know, Marcus grew up here and then went up there. So we were just actually commenting, because I think he's a really great kid, too. And I was commenting to my own boys how nice it would be to have had Marcus on the other side of Ryan down there in the post. But, yes, he's done a really good job this year of finishing. You know, I know he's battled injuries over the course of the last couple years, but he's a good big body, good athletic body, and now he's finally starting to finish there at the rim. So he makes matchup problems for teams, that's for sure.
I think most people are aware of the injury that Dom had, but the last time I saw your team in person, coach, was last week at Putnam, and he pretty much smashed his nose in. And as his coach and his mom, he had to deal with the aftermath of the injury, but it sounded like he was playing last night, but he did not good things to his nose a week ago.
Right. Yeah, definitely. It was broken, so he went and had it. We had it put back in place and got a mask for him, and unfortunately the mask didn't come in until yesterday. So he kind of tried it out a little bit in PE class, and you know, it's going to take some adjustment to get used to, but I thought he really gritted it out, you know, got in there last night and made some defensive plays for us, and I got some rebounds, and that's what we need from him, is just that energy level that he brings to the game. So hopefully he can continue to adjust to that mask and be able to start helping us a little bit more at the offensive end again. Like, he kind of turned the corner and was kind of over his previous injuries and playing like the old Dom. So I hope we can get him back to full force here.
I'm with you on that because, you know, in the couple of games that I broadcast where Dom was out there, when he has his shot going, he has this movement that when he's playing well, that everything just happens smooth with Dom. And he was really starting to get that going for a two-week period.
Yeah, he really had played well. And, hitting the ball from the outside. And, he's pretty fast. So he makes a lot of things happen. We've got a lot of kids that are that way, and he just kind of brings us a little energy off the bench, which is definitely what we need.
For the next 6 weeks, Coach, how much of an X factor when you guys are playing well is Eddie Gonzalez? Where there are guys where if they're playing well, the team plays well, and I feel like Eddie's one of those guys for your team.
Eddie played. I think he's been playing real well this week. He's playing within himself. Coach Duffy actually said last night he loves to watch Eddie defensively because his feet are always moving. And I said, yeah, and you can tell the nights that he's going to play well at both ends of the floor because when his feet are moving and he plays well defensively, it carries over to the offensive end for him as well. And I think he's making pretty good choices right now, and he's got he's a great attitude. He can rebound. He's definitely a mismatch because when you try to kind of shut down, you know, a lot of teams are going to try to shut down both Ryan and Hunter. And then we have Dre on the outside, and then you add Eddie that can kind of do a little bit of both. He can flash, and he can post, and he's really evolved as a player. He's able to help us in multiple positions, and, you know, it makes for tough matchups night in, night out for other teams.
What do you hope that – I know it was only one game. We kind of referred to it a time or two, but you had such a great regular season last year, and obviously you didn't have the season end the way you wanted to with that loss to Van Farr. What do you hope that that your team took out of that as they look toward – the next month, month and a half, to make sure that they're as ready as humanly possible to go once the postseason arrives?
Well, I think the biggest thing is once you get to that postseason, everything has to fall in place for you. You have to be shooting well. You have to be well-rested. You have to be ready for that grind because once we hit the month of February and every team's that same way, you're usually playing, you know, for conference championships and things of that sort, and then you have district tournaments, and then you have a lot of Saturdays involved in that time frame. So you have to be well prepared so that you have your legs underneath you, so that, you know, it doesn't matter. I always say it doesn't matter how pretty your offense looks in the postseason time. The bottom line is the ball has to go through the bucket, and we have to be able to play through adversity. And I think by changing our schedule around a little bit and facing a little more adversity throughout the course of the season, I think that's just going to help us down the road. So, and kids mature, and I think that our kids have matured and they're ready to take that step to, you know, when the game gets physical and the other team makes some plays, I think we're ready to play through those moments and carry it over, and I guess we'll see in February if that happens.
So I've been making my way to Lawson this week, obviously made my way to Milan for the Lady Cats game the other night, but I've seen a couple of teams now that I think clearly have been underseeded in these tournaments. One of them was the Carrollton girls, who 7-2 going into a loss last night to Trenton, so they're now 7-3, but they're a 6 seed. You got this Bashir boys team, Coach, and they were a 7 seed, and they're a lot better than a 7 seed. They've really opened some eyes this week over at the Milan tournament.
Oh, yeah, and that's a prime example of putting the ball in the basket. They've shot the ball extremely well this week. From the perimeter, they've shot it really well, and they play hard. They're not a hugely oversized team by any means, but they play at the defensive end. They play together. Every loose ball, they're getting after. They definitely are a much improved basketball team from what they've been in the last couple years. So it should make for an interesting matchup because I think we probably have a size advantage over them, but the way they've been shooting the basketball and as hard as they've been playing, you know, anything can happen on any given night, so we're going to have to be ready to play tomorrow.
Well, and I have plans here, and I was kind of telling Coach about this off the air, but here we are late morning on Friday and kind of guessing at what the weather will be. I think I'm going to make scramble plans here to get Dennis over there for the championship games tomorrow, a Milan Green City and then Milan Brashear. The new plan, at least at this point, Coach, is you're going to play 6 games starting with the Consolation Finals, starting at noon tomorrow?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that will be that. So Milan Green City girls at 6, boys at 7:30. Whenever we kind of decide, hey, this will be something that we can do, we'll make that announcement later today with the KTTN broadcast plans. It's a busy time of year, Coach, as you come right back into it next week. And, you know, a South Harrison team that I think is probably not playing up to their capabilities right now over the last couple of weeks, but, you know, very dangerous and good and athletic. And they come to your place on Tuesday, and that's going to be a key midseason GRC game.
Definitely. And, you know, lots of teams go through it. We've gone through it in the past as well. Sometimes you hit a little lull during the course of the season, and then you get through that lull and you turn the corner. And I would say that probably South Harrison's kind of hit that a little bit, and they're too athletic, like you said, to not play better than what they have been playing. I'm sure they're going to come in here ready to play basketball. And, you know, one thing that when you have had the success that we've had over the last couple of years, you always have a target on your back, and that's kind of a big game for everybody on their schedule. They want to be the team that knocks you off and knocks you off that spot. So we're going to have to make sure that we're ready to play. It'll be, you know, we've kind of had the advantage as far as size has gone in multiple positions here in the last week. We're not going to have that next week, so we're going to have to be ready to spread the floor and make sure our shot selection's well, and we're going to have to rebound the basketball better. That's something that we haven't done real well this week, and really going to get after it here for the next one.
Yeah, I'll be at South Harrison Monday. That's the makeup date for Princeton at South Harrison, so I'll have those broadcasts, and then South Harrison turns right around, and Princeton's going to head over to Putnam County Tuesday, and South Harrison heads to Milan. Coach, it's that time of year. It's busy, and we got weather here today, but we appreciate the time as always. Good luck tomorrow night against Brashear.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tom. Travel safe.